This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you so much.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Welcome to the studio, Umbra.
Thank you so much. I love being here.
Oh, that is such a great track. Well done.
Thank you so much.
And it dropped yesterday.
It did drop yesterday.
Were you up all night watching, like, the counter that shows how many streams?
Like, honestly, I did fall asleep at 11 p.m.
Oh, no.
Back in the day, because I've been releasing for a year now.
Yep.
Oh my God, it's a year this month.
Wow.
Congrats.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, so I've been releasing for a year now, and my first few tracks, I was definitely up until midnight, and now I'm just like, oh, stressed.
Now, you got to tell us all about it. What is the song about? What is the background? How did you write it? Give us the deets.
So, I actually flew to Germany in May last year for an international songwriting week with my university because I studied music production.
Mm-hmm.
And I got into a group with these random people that I've never met before. We had a brief. And they were like, okay, you need to write a song for this label. And they had a whole brief. And then we just started writing, and I told them what key I liked my voice in, because I was the only singer. And yeah, we just ended up writing this track. And at the time it felt very powerful. And I'm sort of entering my era of empowerment and self-serving. So I really wanted something that was like going to serve me. And I felt really empowered. And I'm sure that I can relate to this song, and I'm sure that every single person can relate to this song.
So what do you mean by Army of Me? What's the meaning in there?
So basically, it's like you've been squashed by someone and you're in a toxic situation. It could be friendship. It could be literally anything. It doesn't have to necessarily be romantic. And it's basically about
inner strength.
Yeah, it's basically about realizing that you only need yourself to conquer anything, basically. You can do anything you want if you put your mind to it. And it's basically like you don't need anyone to make you feel like you're strong. Like you can overcome anything.
Yeah.
You are an army.
Such a powerful, powerful message. And I sent you a message when I listened to it this last week. I thought the vocal, it really showcases what a great, great singer you are. And I'm not saying stuff you've done doesn't do that, but I really found your voice like was front and center. And such a great track.
Thank you. Thank you.
So back to Germany, this group of randoms that you were hanging, you know, it's like pick a partner and go work on your essay in this amazing training camp. Were they all English speaking as first language?
Yeah. So everyone, I feel really bad going to different countries and as an Australian, because everyone is just so accommodating. Everyone just speaks English straight away, which is just incredible. They were English speaking, and they were actually at a university called Pop Academy, which is in Mannheim. It's like south of Frankfurt. And yeah, we basically just wrote aggressively music for like 4 days and had to have at least 2 completely finished songs by the end of the week. And it was just the most stressful thing ever. But we got this song out of it, which was...
We've got a message in from Jason, a regular listener. And Jason said, yesterday I shared Army of Me all over my socials.
Oh, thank you so much. That honestly means the absolute world when people share my stuff.
Nice.
That's awesome. Umbra, people want to see you. We've spoken to you many times before. You're often like hanging out on Bourke Street.
Yeah, so I busk on Bourke Street. I'm
out
there.
The front of H&M.
Well, yeah, I try my best to get to H&M, but it's sometimes snagged. So you can catch me usually around David Jones H&M.
Okay.
But anywhere on that side of the mall, I'm there like 3-4 days a week. But
and you're also going to be performing this weekend as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm playing at Moomba Festival, which is crazy.
How did you manage to land that gig?
I think that they must have walked past me while I was busking, which is just the craziest thing in the whole world.
It's a Tones and I moment, Nelly.
For real. I was like, okay, I have an imposter syndrome right now.
So when's the Moomba gig?
So that's on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. It's going to be at like 38 degrees, so get well soon to everyone.
Have you worked out what you're going to wear?
Probably shorts or something. I'm just going to wear like basically a tank and some shorts.
Yeah. And you're going to take the violin with you as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Can't forget the violin. Violin is everything.
Umbra is one of these like frustrating people that is like blooming good at everything, like singing keys, yeah. Like violins. Now, talking about collaborations, we've been talking to some other young songwriters. We've been talking to Mr. Co. We've also had Ishan as well. And have you got a collaboration sort of network here in Melbourne as well that you mix with?
Well, the music industry in Melbourne's actually growing quite a lot. Ishan and I, we both busk on the street together. He's slaying.
How beautiful is that?
He's going on a tour as well, isn't he?
I know. I'm so proud of him.
He's gorgeous human.
He's so beautiful.
And it also, yeah, nice guy as well, as talented.
Yeah, absolutely. I think like the collaboration is sort of, I don't really collaborate with that many people. I've got a small circle, like a family around me, and we all sort of help each other out. And I guess it's a beautiful little community because we all sort of believe in each other. And that's kind of what you need in the music industry.
You want to hang out with Ishan and the two of you pen something together?
I would love that. Absolutely. But Ishan is like, I'm busy.
Too busy going on.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's slay. We've started busking at the same time together, so it's like really amazing.
Competing.
I wouldn't say competing necessarily. I think that Ishan is like so, we're all so different on Bourke Street. Like you can't actually compare anyone.
Yeah. It's true, actually. You're two very, very different independent performers. And I just think it's like having the same stage. You're just doing different audiences at different times.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're chasing that $2 coin.
Absolutely.
You know, let's be real. So does Paul get it or does Ando get it? It's a tough one.
It's not about the money, Ando. It's about the performance.
Oh. I actually, to be fair, I busk all the time because I actually love it so much. I know that sounds crazy because it's like I'm selling my soul on the street, but it's just so incredible to have that organic connection with people and to build a crowd of people is just the most amazing thing ever. Like when I finish a song and there's like 100 people standing around, I'm like, oh my God, this is like the coolest thing in the whole world.
Yes.
And I thrive off that.
I think that any performer would want a live audience. I think, you know, you get a different energy when you've got people there and you can see into their eyes and they can see you. It's a different vibe.
Well, that's what Taylor said the other week, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's nothing like performing in front of a crowd. Like I'm way more into it. I have a lot of people watching me.
But we're going to put you on the spot a little bit. Did you see the stuff on socials overnight of Kylie and Madonna?
No. Oh, was there beef?
No, they actually got on well together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Kylie went to Madonna's concert and was having a bit of a boogie.
Oh, really?
How did she look in the clip, though? Because I saw her at the awards last week, and I think she's too much filler.
Let's just say they both look iconic.
Okay. That's actually a good response. Iconic. Yeah, okay. Iconic.
Talking of iconic people, we are talking with Umbra Moon, who is an amazing singer-songwriter here in Melbourne, just released the brand new track, Army of Me. Umbra, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We wish you every success. People, go off and check Umbra on their socials. What are the socials they can get you on?
The Instagram is Umbra Moon, and basically just Umbra Moon everywhere. I think on TikTok it's Umbra Moon Music. You can check me out there
and download Army of Me. You heard it here on Joy 94.9. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.